Let's beach off.
Hello, I'm Lenny.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh my gosh, I'm anxiety.
Is everything okay?
You were in my son.
Power stays in the shadows.
Unlikely.
It was scary, yeah.
Literally scared to death?
That's my weakness.
I don't think so.
Movie news.
Nobody's gonna notice you, that's your job. No offense.
With Gareth Daly.
I mean, some taking.
Good afternoon to you, Garrett. Now, I guess we're not quite done with Taylor Swift stories yet. What have you for us?
Nearly, yeah. Sorry for this other story. But yeah, it's an interesting one because filmmaker Steven Soderbergh, he's considering doing and developing a project inspired by Taylor Swift's Eras Tour, the concerts and, of course, the subsequent film as well. Now, it's not quite clear what he's intending to do. We don't know if it's a film or a television series, only that it's sort of been inspired by, I suppose, how massive of a production it was to sort of bring it together. He's sort of been out talking about it, sort of saying, he's talking about Swift saying, you know, people laugh that there's a college class been taught about her, and he's just completely impressed that sort of nobody has done this before. Yeah. And the amount of control that she's taken on board with this tour, and that she's completely relentless. I think they tried something. I mean, there was a TV series called The Idol that was out. It didn't quite land in the same way, but there's certainly a huge amount there to look into in terms of this massive, you know, music star dominating the world with such a tour. He's busy at the moment. I mean, he's got another film that premiered at Sundance, which is yet to come out. That's called Presence, and that starred Lucy Liu. And he's also working on a spy thriller called Black Bag, and that's to star Cate Blanchett and Michael Fassbender. So he's a busy filmmaker, Steven Soderbergh.
Very good. Now, another busy filmmaker is Tim Burton. As we know, he's here at the moment filming Wednesday, but there's quite a bit of anticipation, isn't there, Garrett, about Beetlejuice?
There is, and there's a good link to Wednesday as well, because Jenna Ortega is starring in this movie as well, and it's been selected for an out-of-competition premiere at the Venice Film Festival. There's quite a lot of commercial fare at the Venice Film Festival this year, but it's coming sort of a couple of days ahead of its global release in the first week of September. So Beetlejuice is the title of it. You have returning cast members like Michael Keaton, who returns as the iconic character from the 1988 original. Winona Ryder, Catherine O'Hara are also back in it as well. In this one, sort of, it's an unexpected family tragedy. Three generations of the family return home to Winter River, still haunted by Beetlejuice. Lydia's life is turned upside down when a rebellious teenage daughter Astrid, as played by Jenna Ortega, discovers the mysterious model of the town in the attic, and the portal to the afterlife is accidentally opened. Ooh. Good cast here as well, joining them Justin Theroux, Monica Bellucci, Arthur Conti and Willem Dafoe all starring in it. So yeah, it's going to be out in September. It's a long time, isn't it, since the original 1988.
It's hard to believe it's 1988. That's incredible, really. But yeah, we're looking forward to that one. Beetlejuice on the way. Now, from a sequel to a reboot, Highlander reboot.
Yeah, so we seem to be returning to all this old IP that would have been successful. I mean, Highlander 1986 is when that original film came out, about these feuding immortals who battle across the centuries. If you remember, Christopher Lambert and Sean Connery starred in that film. Well, Henry Cavill is going to star in this one. He's doing lots of training at the moment, excuse me, for the film. John Wick filmmaker Chad Stahelski says that the upcoming reboot of Highlander franchise is gearing up for a January shoot. Okay. They're hoping to shoot in Scotland, and he's doing the final location scouting for that. The film will presumably be released sometime in 2026, but if you're a Highlander fan, it's coming back.
Very good. Let us talk about Saoirse Ronan's new movie. Certainly seeing the images of her in it, I love the look of it.
Yeah, she's starring in Blitz. This is Steve McQueen's new film, which is going to open the London Film Festival this October. It's an Apple original film. As I said, it's directed, produced and written by McQueen. And it follows the journey of 9-year-old George, played by newcomer Elliot Heffernan, in London through the Second World War. He's sent to safety in the English countryside by his mother, who's played by Saoirse Ronan, but is determined to make his way back to East London. As the infamous German bombing campaign concentrates on the UK capital, George finds himself in immense peril with a distraught Rita searching for her missing child. Alongside Ronan and Heffernan, we've got Harris Dickinson starring, Benjamin Clementine, Kathy Burke, Paul Weller and Stephen Graham. Great cast lined up for this. McQueen has opened the London Film Festival twice before with Widows in 2018 and Mangrove in 2020. So the film's going to premiere there. It's going to be in select cinemas from November 1st prior to streaming globally on Apple TV from November 22nd.
Well, Steve McQueen, always an interesting filmmaker. We look forward to Blitz. Now, you filled us in a little, Garrett, last week on the Galway Film Floss, a great lineup, and you have some more news for us today.
Yeah, there's some announcements, which is really exciting. They always have masterclasses at the FLA. And this year, Tim Roth and acclaimed director Anthony Chen are going to headline the masterclass series in acting and directing. So the FLA takes place from the 9th to the 14th. It's opening with Kneecap next Tuesday. But Tim Roth is known for his unforgettable characters across independent and major studio films. He'll lead the actors' masterclass. He was nominated for a BAFTA award for Most Promising Newcomer in his film debut, The Hit. And then, of course, he gained worldwide recognition for his roles in Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction, The Hateful Eight, and his portrayal of Mr. Orange in Reservoir Dogs. Who could forget that?
Yes.
Anthony Chen, he's an award-winning filmmaker. He's made the likes of Wet Season. He's going to lead the director's masterclass. He's a celebrated writer, director, and producer from Singapore. He's renowned for his poignant storytelling. His movie, The Breaking Ice, which actually premiered at Cannes in 2023, will have its Irish premiere at the FLA on Friday, July 12th as well.
Very nice guests indeed heading to Galway. What trailer watch have you picked for us?
Okay, so this one is On Board a Plane, and on board in the director's chair is Mel Gibson, who hasn't directed a movie in a couple of years. So take a listen to this. This is Flight Risk.
Deputy Harris, hope you like flying. Deal's the day for it. I never flew U.S. Marshal before. Why is he all chained up?
I have to get him to New York so we can testify against the Moretti crime family.
Okay, hey, you're the boss.
Is it always this bumpy?
No, the number of passengers have left their lunch up here. I gotta open a snack bar.
Your neck okay? You got a scratch there.
Ah, maintenance. Occupational hazard.
Don't shoot him, we need him!
Mayday, mayday. We've been compromised. The pilot's a hitman.
The pilot's a hitman. Never words you want to hear, Garrett.
I mean, watch the trailer and it feels like you've watched the movie, actually.
Much
is sort of told in it. But like, you have a very good cast here. Mark Wahlberg starring in it. He plays the pilot transporting an air marshal, Michelle Dockery, accompanying a fugitive, Topher Grace, to trial. So really good cast. And as they cross the Alaskan wilderness, tensions soar and trust is tested as not everybody on board is who they seem. And of course, the trailer has just given the entire thing away.
Yes.
But that's what it is. But I said it's directed by Mel Gibson, who's very good in the director's chair. So it'll be interesting to see how this sort of high stakes suspense thriller does come out. It's going to be out in October. Check out the trailer. It's called Flight Risk.
That's Flight Risk. Let's come to movies on the big screen this weekend, beginning with a kind of a creepy one. This is Maxine.
Tragically, another victim of the Night Stalker.
I knew three people who were murdered in 3 days. I'd be pretty scared. What are you hiding, Maxine?
If I tell you something, we've got confidentiality.
What'd you do?
This is the defining role of your career.
Whatever's going on in your life that's interfering with this picture, squash it.
I intend to.
Yes, Garrett, that is Maxine.
You know, when I saw the trailer for this, it looked like a movie that I would have rented on video back in the day from Extravision.
I know
it
what you mean,
sort of
yeah.
Feel to it. Yeah, but it's set in 1980s Hollywood. An adult film star and aspiring actress Maxine Minks finally gets her break, but as a mysterious killer stalks the starlets of Hollywood, a trail of blood threatens to reveal her sinister path. Mia Goth, Bobby Cannavale, Lily Collins, Giancarlo Esposito, and Kevin Bacon, really good cast, star in Maxine.
Okay, we have Aina Hardwick in The Sparrow.
Aina Hardwick starring alongside Aisling O'Sullivan. And this is about a wild teen, Kevin, who grapples with guilt over a deadly secret. As his world unravels and consequences mount, Kevin is pushed to confront the truth in a heart-wrenching climax that will change him forever. David O'Hara, Isabel Connolly and Ollie West also starring in this one. And then finally, we've got Unicorns as well. This is a powerful story of forbidden love and colliding cultures unfolds when hardworking single father Luke meets beautiful, seductive drag queen. Ben Hardy, Hannah Onslow and Jason Patel star in that one.
Very good. What about a TV movie?
This is an Irish movie that I really liked, actually, when I first saw it. And I'm recommending it, even though it's on very late at night. So you may have to set the recorder for this one. But a prodigal son, Jimmy, returns to his hometown to seek salvation for his sins. Stuck in a sort of Groundhog Day-like purgatory, he embarks on a sacrificial and outlandish journey. It's a dark comedy starring Aaron Monaghan and Aisling O'Mara. It's called Redemption of a Rogue. And as I said, it's on very late, but it's on RT1 tonight. And it's on at 12:35.
Well, we'll definitely hit record for that. Gareth, thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.